Welcome to Storytime by Chava. We are up to chapter 71 of the book Once Upon a Journey, Volume 2. The chapter is called Struck by Madness. A new scare gripped the Jews who lived on Portugal Street in the city of Posen. In the last few days and nights, the evil spirits had returned and made their presence felt in the former home of Avigdor. Once again, frightening screams and sounds came from the house of the goldsmith. This time, however, they did not come from the main part of the home, which now served as a beis medrash and a cheder. Rather, the disturbing noises came from the cellar. To the residents of the street, however, it made no difference which part of the house the sounds were coming from. They were just as scared and disturbed as before. They cannot continue their daily lives knowing that there were spirits in a house on their street. Rav Shlomo, who strongly disliked the Nestarim and the Mekubalim, now had a weapon to use against them. "See," he said with great delight to everyone he met, "the Baal Shem of Zalmach failed. He could not get rid of these spirits. Just a few weeks ago, his followers went around telling ridiculous tales of supernatural miracles, but now everyone can see that there was no truth to them at all. All these stories about the power of the Baal Shem are nonsense." Rav Baruch Batlin and his friends were troubled. They did not doubt the power and holiness of their Rebbe for even a moment. Even so, just as the successful driving out of the spirits a few weeks before caused the reputation of their Rebbe to shine throughout Posen, in the same way, the return of the spirits had now damaged his reputation and that of his followers. Rav Baruch thought carefully about the puzzling return of the spirits, and he soon realized that the Jewish community of Posen had only received ownership of the main part of the house from the relatives of the late Avigdor and Sarah. The document that the leaders of the community had prepared for the relatives did not mention the cellar at all. Upon Rav Baruch's advice, the leaders now returned to Avigdor's relatives and requested ownership of the cellar. They quickly agreed. But this did not stop the spirits. Screams and wild laughter continued to be heard from the cellar. The followers of Rav Yoel of Zalmach longed to invite their Rebbe to visit Posen. They were convinced that his visit would put an end to the evil spirits once and for all. When Rav Shlomo and his friends heard of this plan, they protested loudly and did everything possible to prevent anyone from inviting Rav Yoel to their city. They claimed that inviting the Baal Shem would cause a terrible Chilul Hashem, because he would no doubt fail to drive out the spirits, just as he had failed last time. Anyway, they claimed, Judaism is not a religion that deals with driving away such things as demons. In fact, they insisted, trying to drive them away is completely against the Torah. At first, Rav Baruch and his friends thought it best to ignore Rav Shlomo and simply invite their Rebbe. They knew he was able to drive away the spirits and were not worried that he might cause a Chilul Hashem. After some time, however, they changed their mind. What if Rav Yoel would come to Posen and then these angry Mesnagdim, who so opposed his coming, acted disrespectfully to him or tried to shame him in public? They did not want to bring their Rebbe to a place where he could be publicly shamed by these wild men. They decided to wait. For now, they would do nothing. Perhaps the situation would change on its own. They did not have to wait long. Only a few days later, something happened that caused an uproar in Posen and completely changed the situation. The cellar, in which the Shindalid still remained, had served for many years as a warehouse for Rav Shlomo's animal skin business. He stored many skins in the basement of Avigdor's house, sometimes for long periods of time, until he found a good opportunity to sell them. That day, a merchant of animal skins arrived in Posen and asked to buy a large number of skins from Rav Shlomo. Menashe, the son of Rav Shlomo, took the skin merchant to the house of Avigdor, which had since become a beis medrash and cheder. They planned to open the door to the cellar, go inside, and remove a large bundle of skins. It's hard to know exactly what Menashe was thinking at the time. Did he feel strong and brave enough to ignore the spirits? Did he think that the fact that people were now entering the cellar would be enough to drive away or restrain the spirits, at least for a few minutes? That, however, is not what happened. When Menashe and the merchant reached the cellar, they opened the door and then froze in horror. What they saw there was so weird and terrible that they ran out of the house as if they had lost their minds. The two of them ran and ran for as long as they had strength until they eventually collapsed on the ground in a faint. The people of Posen quickly gathered and worked hard to revive them. After much effort, the two men woke up, but it was clear that they were no longer the same people as they had been before they opened the cellar door. The merchant was unable to speak at all. He could only make strange noises without pronouncing any clear words. As for Menashe, the son of Rav Shlomo, he was struck by insanity, Rachman Litzlan. He began saying crazy things that made no sense whatsoever. He also reacted violently to anyone who came close to him. In the end, there was no choice but to lock him up in his home with chains on his hands and feet to stop him from hurting himself and everyone around him. Rav Baruch and his friends reconsidered inviting the Baal Shem of Zamech to Posen. This time, Rav Shlomo and his colleagues did not utter a word in protest. Rav Shlomo was unable to argue against the visit. He felt broken into a thousand pieces by what had happened to his son Menashe. He had no idea what to do or how to help his son. He simply did not have the strength to go around Posen, convincing people not to allow the Baal Shem to come to the city. Instead, he remained at home every day and davened to Hashem for a miracle that would make his son normal once again. Rav Baruch invited the Baal Shem, who agreed to come to Posen. When the tzaddik arrived, he chose to stay in the home of Avigdor. He selected one of the rooms that was next to the Beis Medrash in the main part of the house. First of all, Raviel wanted to know exactly what had happened. He asked many questions and listened carefully to each detail. He then asked the Dayanim of the Basin of Posen to come to Avigdor's house. When the Dayanim arrived, Raviel asked them to fast all day in preparation for a Din Torah that would be held the next day. They looked at Raviel in amazement. What Din Torah was he talking about? I plan to hold a Din Torah against the spirits, Raviel answered them calmly. Tomorrow morning after Shacharis, please come here so that we can arrange a Din Torah. I will announce my claims against the strange beings that are occupying this house, and then they will be given a chance to reply, if indeed they have anything to answer. After you have listened to the claims made by both sides, you will give your ruling in accordance with the laws of our holy Torah.